I'm Laura Hunsberger for South Carolina Public Radio. This edition of Narrative features an interview from StoryCorps, an oral history project where friends and loved ones interview each other. At the StoryCorps mobile booth in Columbia in 2016, Scotty Dean talked with his son Jonathan about their family and why he values every day with them. Here, 7-year-old Jonathan asks his dad, "How do you like your life now?"
Question number 4, how do you like your life now?
I would say that God has quadrupled the quality of my life at this time. My wife is like my best friend first and foremost. And you know, another thing is that my oldest son, Joshua, who's 11, soon to be 12, he's like my honest advisor. And we got a nickname at home. What do we call him at home, the nickname? The Vanguard of Justice. And we call him that because he is such like an honest and direct person. And that is awesome because he's better than me. He's so much better than me. And then, of course, there's Jonathan, who I'm with today. Oh, man. You give of yourself unselfishly. If you see someone that needs something, I don't think that you would hold back. You would give to them. And you have surpassed me in your ability to be compassionate and also wise. And then the other thing is that how I like my life now is that I get to interact with each and every one of them, with my wife, Ava, with my oldest son, Joshua, and my youngest son, Jonathan, on a day-to-day basis. I get to interact with them individually, and I make sure that I take that time every day to interact with them. One of the biggest reasons, we did this before, we've been married for a good while now, but one of the biggest reasons before, back in July of 2013, late July 2013, I had multiple blood clots. I had one large one in my left lung, and then I had multiple ones in my right lung, and I almost died. I was in double ICU for 3 days, and then a step-down unit for another 5 days. I was in the hospital 8, going on like 9 days. And my only thought at that time wasn't like my wife, because we have an understanding. And it was because I didn't want to leave my two sons behind. You know, I was so many more things I wanted to do with them. And they know I love them, but I just wanted more time with them. So I don't take any day for granted, and they both know that I love them. Growing up, I did not have a close father. He was not there. He was gone a lot, and we weren't very close. And I took all that anger and sadness, and my mama taught me a skill. She said, "Take whatever it is you got going on in your life, and I want you to write it down. I want you to pray about it. And then after you write it down and pray, let it sit. Let it sit for a day or two, and then you'll get an answer. And then you need to write that down, and you need to do it." So I wrote down all the things that I wanted from a father, and I promised myself that if I had a son, that I would instill everything that I had in them as much as I could every single day, as long as I got breath in this body. So, Jonathan, today I want you to know that I love you deeply, okay?
Scotty Dean talking with his son Jonathan at the StoryCorps mobile booth in Columbia, produced locally by Laura Hunsberger for South Carolina Public Radio. For more Narrative and StoryCorps interviews, visit southcarolinapublicradio.org. For Narrative, I'm Laura Hunsberger.